is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. City of Bethel employees have a week to either get their first COVID-19 vaccine dosed or get fired. Most employees are already vaccinated. Less than 15% are not. KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports that part of the unvaccinated minority is demanding more time and more education to learn about the vaccine.
Today, the City of Bethel's hosting an education session for its unvaccinated employees to learn more about the COVID-19 vaccine. This one will be held with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. It's the second vaccine education session since the city announced their vaccine mandate. On Friday, the City of Bethel held another session with a local physician with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Dr. Roll gave a presentation and answered questions about the vaccine's safety, efficacy, and development. Following Friday's Q&A, some city employees said they felt they better understood the vaccines and were leaning towards getting a shot. However, they continue to demand either a policy restart that would include the workers in developing a vaccine mandate, or they want an extension on the current policy's deadline. Some of the unvaccinated employees say their beliefs are being represented by a de facto spokesperson.
The employees have found some reason to find me as a voice for them or a leader in them.
Corbin Ford is the foreman of the city's maintenance department. Ford says some employees are coming from an extremely low level of scientific knowledge, and that has been holding them back from getting vaccinated.
RNA? They can't even tell you what DNA means.
The city's administration says it has provided all city employees with educational materials about the vaccine. The city's human resources director sent KYUK a list of 26 COVID-19-related items that it says were educational and should have provided forewarning to the vaccine mandate. It emailed these items to all employees over the last year and a half. It included two prior COVID-19 vaccine education webinars with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. The COVID-19 vaccines have been available in Bethel to the general public for over 8 months. But the unvaccinated employees continue to demand further instruction and more time, hence why the city is providing another education session today. Ford requested that an epidemiologist attend the session. He says that the session on Friday, led by Dr. Roll, did not provide specific epidemiological responses to some of his questions. Ford says that he intends to get vaccinated. He says that could be as soon as Monday or Tuesday, along with a handful of other employees. He says he hopes that could spur a wave of more vaccinations among employees. But Ford also says that if the city doesn't extend the deadline on its policy, he intends to quit anyway, on principle.
The policy gives that bad taste in your mouth, and there is a defiant piece in every human being, stubbornness in every human being, that some of the individuals might have that oppositionally defiant, you've told me what I have to do and I'm not going to do it because I need to make a stand.
Ford says the city needs to cater to the oppositional defiance that exists in its unvaccinated workers. He says that the city should work around this by including workers in the decision-making process far in advance, or at the minimum, give them 60 days to adjust to the new policy. The current policy had given the employees 2 weeks to get their first dose of the vaccine. Ford did not say if he or any of the city workers have been diagnosed with oppositional defiance disorder. It's a psychological condition in which people become irrationally angry and refuse to comply with figures of authority. The disorder is most often diagnosed in children. The unvaccinated employees' requests for more time comes while the healthcare system in Alaska is overwhelmed. Nearly every ICU bed is full, and healthcare workers are pleading with the public to get vaccinated. Last week, Alaska hit its highest numbers for COVID-19 case counts and hospitalizations ever. The city workers' requests for more Q&A sessions with doctors and epidemiologists come amid reports of healthcare worker shortages and burnout. As of Friday, the city of Bethel had 104 employees. 15 of them were unvaccinated. That number includes nearly half the police force. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Turning to education, the Lower Kuskokwim School District just wrapped up a year-long effort to better protect its students from sexual abuse. KYUK's Greg Kim has the details.
Last year, LKSD hired an education expert to help overhaul its policies and practices for preventing student sexual abuse. Dr. Janet Berry audited the district's hiring practices, staff trainings, and other areas for sexual abuse prevention. After many improvements made over the past year, she says the district is in good shape to protect its students.
What LKSD is doing now in the system they've created is to stop abuse before it starts.
Berry says part of the system is identifying and banning inappropriate behaviors that adults can use to sexually groom students. In this week's school board meeting, board members took action towards listing examples of those prohibited behaviors explicitly in its own district policies. Some of those behaviors include texting or messaging particular students frequently, being overly touchy with a student, or being alone with a student behind closed doors at school. LKSD also updated its procedures for handling reports of inappropriate sexual behaviors. The report will now be reviewed by a 3-person team consisting of the district superintendent, human resources director, and safety officer. The district's previous policy did not clearly state who would be responsible for investigating a report. The district also created a checklist for school principals to follow if they receive a report of inappropriate behavior. And the district updated its training for staff and volunteers to identify and report inappropriate behaviors they see. Berry praised LKSD's efforts.
It is simply the best, most engaging, most complete training that I have seen in any school district.
These improvements come on the heels of former Bethel Elementary School principal Christopher Carmichael's arrest and conviction of sexual abuse crimes against children. LKSD Superintendent Hankins said she couldn't speculate whether the updated policies and processes would have prevented Carmichael from abusing students.
All I can say is the purpose of the audit was to examine existing policies and procedures, advise us of ways we can continue to improve and really work to promote student health and well-being.
In her final notes to the district, Berry said LKSD should add more specific guidelines for investigations and codify the list of banned inappropriate behavior into LKSD's policies. Superintendent Hankins says the district is working on adding those changes. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Lastly, tomorrow on Tuesday evening, KYUK is holding its traditional Bethel City Council Candidates Forum from 6:30 to 8 p.m. We've invited the 6 candidates running for the 4 open seats on the Bethel City Council to participate. KYUK's forum is an opportunity for you to hear the candidates address issues and answer questions important to Bethel. You can send your questions to KYUK as a message on Facebook or by email to news@kyuk.org. The forum is tomorrow, Tuesday evening, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. live right here on KYUK. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.